This article is called Secret Feelings. If you'll notice, I talk a lot about feelings. And that's because they are so important. If we think they're the real thing instead of the heart, we're going to miss the subject of love. So let me begin. Secret feelings take up space in our energy field. They are kept secret and hidden because we either feel they are unworthy to be noticed by us, or we're afraid they will create havoc if seen by others. So often folks prefer a little energetic clutter to what they perceive to be the chaos created by sharing their feelings. They just keep them secret. They don't want them out in the open because they don't want them to be transmuted to love. But what is often misunderstood is that instead of feelings generating clutter and chaos, they simply open up a space to be filled by one's heart. Most people will tell you their goal is to live a heart-focused life. I think most people are good people that want that. But saying it and living it are two different things. To live it, you will have to be honest with yourself about whether you believe your heart to be more powerful than your feelings. And to take it a step further, you will need to believe the energies of your heart to be more powerful than people's reaction to your feelings. But if trust in the power of your heart wobbles a bit, then when a coworker acts as if you are incompetent, you might just swallow your anger in order not to cause a scene and forget about it by the time you get home. It takes a lot of trust in your heart-given abilities to let love for yourself be stronger than your anger at the insult. Oh yes, you can tell the coworker you don't appreciate the slight, but you can walk away knowing your heart is more powerful than their insecurity. Feelings that are not used in service to your heart become hidden. They become secret feelings. They cause your aura to have dim spots and your physical body to have toxin. They block the heart from all its full expression. And they take up space that could be dedicated to loving who you are. Plus, anytime you are dishonest about your true self, you'll be dishonest with those who are close to you. This, in turn, energetically muddles up all your relationships. When a secret feeling enters a relationship, it might not make much of an impact, but once you knowingly or unknowingly start hiding your feelings, you will unconsciously send the message to others that you can't be fully honest and thus truly heartful with them. It's a downward slide. And what further complicates this situation is that once a feeling becomes a secret, it is not easy for you to find it within yourself. It oftentimes takes the help of a friend or a therapist to find it because we hide our secrets. So why keep them? Secret feelings diminish your love quotient, so simply commit to honestly sharing, heartfully replenishing, and loving each space. As I read this, I thought of what happened to me yesterday. I went to hang pictures for a friend. I love to hang pictures. It's play for me. So I was hanging pictures, and my friend Terry was doing the hammering. I was doing the placing. Now, the man I was doing this for has beautiful, beautiful artwork. But structuring that had not been his forte. I was grateful to come help, but he was embarrassed that he hadn't already done it. Now, you have to admit, most feelings are a little stupid. That was kind of stupid. I mean, I was excited to get to do it, but he was embarrassed that I needed to. And so when I left, even though he did say, well, I really like it, he thanked Terry, who hung the pictures, profusely. He never said thank you to me, which simply told me that, wait a minute, he's embarrassed. He's embarrassed about his feeling, and so it's hidden. Now, what would you do about that if you didn't want that hidden thing to happen in your relationship space, Rachel?
If I were you?
No, or if I you were him. You.
If I were me? Well, there have been instances in the past where I've looked back and realized I had a feeling and just come out and been honest about it And that's been incredibly empowering. It's scary for me, but to come back and say, hey, this is how I really felt at that time. And it feels like you've got a whole new space mm-hmm. with that person. That feels really great.
Let me interject a question here.
Okay.
Why would you not want to share?
Oh, well, all the reasons that you put in your article that you just read. You don't want to rock the boat, but mainly don't want to rock the boat, but in fear of intensity, but there's always something underneath all of those justifications. And I don't know that I've ever gotten to a bottom line, except it just feels like I just want to stay in a cocoon. You know, I don't want to share.
Most generally, when people get to that bottom line down there of their cocoon, what they find is that they really feel that they will lose power and the other person will gain power over them. If the other person knows more, or if you made the mistake, you know, then they obviously knew more and they didn't. Well, no. You're letting that kind of differences that you have a feeling about end there, instead of saying, well, whatever was missing in that, it may be smaller for me, like my ability to see possibilities. That spatial thing maybe was less than my friend's, but it's not better than his. We all have different size heart qualities.
So really it comes down to loving myself
exactly
enough to be honest and not feel inferior if we're different.
Yeah, yeah. You're seeing differences as one person having more power over mm-hmm. the other.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.